This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Sana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Environmental organizations call for prompt government action to curb pollution as Kathmandu's air quality hits hazardous level. Kathmandu sees week-long protest by teachers demanding Federal Education Act. Main opposition CPN Mavis Center Chair Dahal calls for addressing agitating school teachers' demands. Nepal government begins issuing Everest climbing permits for spring season. 77 climbers from 7 expeditions received permission to scale Mount Everest so far. And 15 people lost lives in an Israeli airstrike on Gaza. Now the news in detail. The organizations working in this sector of environment protection have called the government to take prompt measures to curb pollution in the wake of air pollution reaching hazardous level in the Kathmandu Valley of late. They underlined the need of smooth cooperation and coordination among governments, local community and security agencies to tame the forest fires occurring in several parts of the country. The stakeholder organizations issued a statement yesterday urging the government to immediately stop vehicles emitting smoke and ban the vehicles that carry dust into the valley. They added that the schools need to be closed, burning of crop residue banned, and use of mask made mandatory till the air quality improves in the Kathmandu Valley. The data maintained by the pollution measuring facilities shows the air in the valley is unhealthy. The tiny dust particles, black carbon, carbon monoxide and ozone are in excessive amount in the air, PM2.5, jeopardizing human health. The peaceful protest of school teachers continued in Kathmandu yesterday as well. They occupied the area along the Babar Mahal Baneshwar route demanding Students and Teachers Friendly School Education Act. It has been the fifth day that teachers have arrived the federal capital from different parts of the country for the demonstrations. The Confederation of Nepal Teachers Chairperson Lakshmi Kishore Subedi said the agitation will continue until their voices are heard. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the Confederation has urged teachers not to engage in copy-checking, results publishing in any educational tours, training or seminar during the period of protest. Earlier on Saturday, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, upon his arrival at Trivandrum International Airport from an official visit to Thailand, said that the teachers' demands would be addressed through dialogue. Meanwhile, chairperson of the CPN Maoist Center and former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the demands of the agitating school teachers should be addressed sooner. Addressing a program in Kathmandu yesterday, the Maoist Center chairperson stated that his party is with the school teachers in regard to meeting their demands. Likewise, he shared that discussions are ongoing about the opposition party's role to pile pressure on the government for addressing the teachers' concern. The government has started issuing mountaineering permits to expeditions to climb Mount Everest, the world's highest peak, in the spring season this year. According to the Department of Tourism, so far 17 women and 60 men from 7 expedition groups of climbers have taken permission to climb Mount Everest, also known as Sagarmatha. Department's Director Leeladhar Awasthi said permission has been granted to the mountaineering teams to climb Mount Everest and 29 other smaller mountains till date. Spring season is considered to be the best season for climbing mountains, including Mount Everest. President Ramchandra Podil has called on all three tiers of government to focus on the development, conservation and promotion of the country's invaluable heritage. Speaking at the inauguration of the reconstructed Sri Degutaleju Temple and the unveiling of the stone inscription in the Patan Darbar area yesterday, President Podil emphasized the importance of raising awareness, building consciousness and fostering concern for heritage conservation at the citizen level. He stated that preserving the and promoting the significant landmarks is a shared responsibility vital for safeguarding the legacies passed down by the ancestors through their hard work and dedication. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khemiri has said that the social justice, inclusiveness and peaceful transformation that Nepal obtained in recent decades are exemplary in the world. In his address to the 115th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU in Tashkent of Uzbekistan, Speaker Khemiri said that Nepal has made a successful transition to the Federal Democratic Republic by ending the unitary form of governance after resolving its political conflict through a unique peace deal. According to the information shared by the Speaker's Secretariat, the Speaker presented the Parliament as a crucial indicator of social transformation and made an observation that the international cooperation could be deepened and the major bottlenecks of social progress, including poverty, conflict and climate change, could be tackled through parliamentary democracy. On the occasion, he termed the climate change impact as the most pressing challenge of Nepal at present, adding that hundreds of thousands of citizens' lives were impacted due to the natural disasters. Informing the IPU about the Sagarmatha Sambad being organized in Nepal from 16 to 18 May, the speaker also recalled Nepal's role in expanding international cooperation for climate justice, green energy promotion and climate resilience policies. Meanwhile, the member of National Assembly, Dr. Anjan Shakya, has been elected to the Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU Standing Committee on the Sustainable Development. She was elected representing Nepal from the Asia-Pacific region in the 115th Assembly of IPU. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Flights have been resumed from yesterday at Suketar Airport of Taplejung after suspension of about 4 months. Nepal Airlines Corporation, NAC, the national flag carrier which had been operating regular flights to Suketar, suspended its flights since the second week of December in 2024 after two of its aircraft were out of order. The domestic and foreign visitors as well as the general people were deprived of air travel due to the halt in air service for long. Senior journalist and former chief reporter of the national news agency Bhairav Risal has passed away yesterday. Risal was 97 years old when he breathed his last at Frontline Hospital in Old Baneshwar. According to the information shared by the family members, journalist Risal was receiving treatment for cardiac and lung disease at the hospital. Risal was born at Tithali, Bhaktapur and was devoted to journalism and social service throughout his life. He had bagged various awards relating to human rights and the environment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Israeli strikes on the Gaza Strip killed at least 15 people, including 10 women and children, overnight and into Sunday. Receiving the bodies, the Nasir Hospital said that the latest strikes hit a tent and a house in the southern city of Khan Yunis, killing 5 men, 5 women and 5 children. Israel ended its ceasefire with Hamas and renewed its air and ground war last month. It has carried out waves of strikes and seized territory in order to pressure the militants to accept a new deal for a truce and hostage release. It has also blocked the import of food, fuel and humanitarian aid. The war began when Hamas-led militants attacked Israel on October 7, 2023, killing some 1,200 people and taking 251 hostage. 59 hostages are still being held in Gaza, 24 of whom are believed to be alive after most of the rest were released in ceasefires or other deals. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Environmental organizations call for prompt government action to curb pollution as Kathmandu's air quality hits hazardous level. Kathmandu sees week-long protest by teachers demanding Federal Education Act. Main opposition CPN Maoist Center Chair Dahal calls for addressing agitating school teachers' demands. Nepal government begins issuing Everest climbing permits for spring season. 77 climbers from 7 expeditions received permission to scale Mount Everest so far. And 15 people lost lives in an Israeli airstrike on Gaza. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.